But what does the bye week do for you?
Well, you know, it gave us a chance to look back, and we watched a bunch of stuff. We tried to kind of, we know we couldn't watch everything, so we really focused in on, we had 52 drives that crossed the 50-yard line, and we wanted to look to see why so many of them didn't end in points. We felt as if, you know, we had, that's close to 5 opportunities a game that crossed the 50, and, you know, we felt as if probably 3 a game that didn't end in points. We then looked at all the third downs, saw where our improvement areas were from a year ago and from the first 4 weeks, and then also looked at a couple of the areas where we need to get better at. And then I looked at the red zone. So it was good. It was really good.
What does Mercedes bring you coming back this week?
The one thing that, you know, I remember is his last play was a 60-yard touchdown in the passing game. And then I think it was the first run of the second half of the Washington game where that was it. So he's obviously a dominant force in pass protection and in the run blocking. But the target that he gives us in the passing game is something that we don't have. We don't have someone with that kind of size and range. So to be able to get him back is huge for us. I think that he can really help us in all phases of the offense. And, you know, with the loss of Allen Robinson and then with the gain of Mercedes, you know, we've now at least been able to find another 6'3" plus target to be able to work down in that area.
What's the focus with Blake this week coming off the bye?
With Blake?
Yeah, big picture.
First of all, we did look at, you know, we said, hey, the last 2 weeks that you've played, we've thrown one interception a game. We've gone from 2 to 1, you know, and that's a positive for sure. The 2 interceptions that were thrown, one was a 1st and 10 on the 14-yard line against Cincinnati. Certainly one that we could say that should never happen. You know, so what we want to focus in on, and then the one against Dallas was one, it was a 2nd and 10 on their 26-yard line. Again, one that didn't have to happen. You know, we want to focus in on, hey, balls are going to get turned over. Otherwise, there wouldn't be such a thing as the word interception or fumble. But what we want to do is we want to say, hey, on 1st and 2nd down, let's avoid them. You know, when it's 3rd down and you're trying to, you know, make the play, it's 4th down, it's 2 minute, you know, it's 4th quarter. Okay. You know, those things are going to happen. But when you can control it and you can live another down, we're really focusing on living another down. And then the next part of it is, you know, his vision. And we're talking a little bit about, you know, the race to maturity that Gus has spoken about. When you play with the younger players, we feel as if after this bye week, these final 6 weeks is really a great opportunity for Blake to have that race and for Blake to really say, okay, now how do I step up my preparation? How do I step up my practice habits? How do I step up with each individual position group? How do I, my communication with those guys? And really kind of use this as a halftime and treat this now as, okay, well, it's year 2 now. Let's go.
Would you say that Andy's had your number since you've arrived here?
Andy? Yeah. What would make you think that? The yards, the stats, the score. I think for sure that that Andy's done a great job against us. We've had 3 different teams play him. You know, truthfully, been 3 different teams, 3 different quarterbacks. We'll be playing against them at this point in time. We've had a whole different wide receiver core from game 3 last year to game 17 last year to this game, to the first time we played them to now. So, I'm excited to take this team into Indianapolis, you know, and this offense and where we've, the strides we've made over the course of the last, 5 weeks or so is exciting. I think that, they're a good football team. You know, they are, they are a good team, and they're coached extremely well. You know, Coach Pagano and Coach Minuski do a great job, and we just have to find a way to make some plays.